All the time.
Yeah. Which brings us to our first interview. Have you noticed that it turns out baby boomers are just as worthy of stepping out in their active wear?
Indeed.
As these young funky mothers that's right.
Trendoids.
New research shows that older Aussies participate in virtually the same level of activity as people 30 years younger. Aussies age 50 to 64. Mm. Is that you?
Correct.
Me too.
Yes, I don't mean to be, condescending when I say correct. Yes.
Participate in 14 hours of activity per week compared to 16 hours for 18 to 24-year-olds. Yeah, Dr. Bill Sakala is an exercise physiologist. He's taken a look at all this data and he joins us on the Daily Drive. Dr. Bill, hello.
Good afternoon. Hi.
Thank you, Bill, so much for your time. Now, in the survey, how do you define being active? Is it just a matter of hanging out the washing or do you have to actually get on a treadmill?
Well, for this survey that was conducted on Australian consumers, and you've already pointed out the different age ranges, we broke activity down into planned activity, which would be, for example, going to do structured exercise in a box that we call a gym.
Mm-hmm.
We have play, which is obviously doing things like sports or even playing with the grandkids. And then the other thing, and this is really the smoking gun of the survey, is activities of daily living, this incidental movement. So we're not calling it structured exercise per se, but you are correct. The survey findings did show that older Australians, they're not too far behind the millennials that participated in the survey. In fact, the difference itself was about 1.5 hours, but the older Australians in the survey actually made up the difference through their, what we call, again, activities of daily living or incidental movement, which would be things like household chores. You know, most people have never considered a vacuum cleaner as a piece of exercise, but it does make a difference. And we have a new discipline of science called inactivity physiology, which in fact studies all this. Mm. And we know that when people get up out of their recliner, they get up out of their office chair, and they're upright and gravity bearing, just by virtue of having that gravitational load pulling down on your muscles, the fact that you don't collapse to the floor says that your muscles are engaged. And what we know from that, which is quite interesting, is the fact that it can help activate little structures in the muscle and enzymes that help siphon both fat and sugar from the bloodstream and help keep us healthier for longer. And that's quite significant as well, because when we think of younger Australians, their reasons for being active would be mostly related to vanity. But with the older respondents in this survey, they wanted to stay healthy and maintain their level of mobility.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bend over 30 times between, 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. just picking up wet towels from the teenagers. That's my workout.
Well, and that's it. And it's interesting you point that out, because the younger respondents in the survey, in fact, performed less of the household chores and the incidental movement because mom and dad are there picking up everything after them.
Interesting. So do you think as you get older, you make choices to embrace more of this incidental stuff, if you like? Are people choosing not to have cleaners, for example, when they have more time on their hands if they're semi-retired? Are the younger generation doing less of this stuff because they're engaging cleaners?
Well, I mean, I don't have a good answer for you regarding the hiring habits of older adults for cleaners.
But just an example.
One of the things that I found quite interesting about this is that of the respondents in the survey that said they experienced aches and pains in the joints, about 40% of those said, well, let's just get on with it. I know that if I sit here and I do nothing, I'm going to be in a much worse situation. And how do they get active? I mean, it's just a case of, again, getting up out of the sitting position or out of bed and putting one foot in front of the other. And, that could be relying on things like over-the-counter, painkillers and topical creams, not abusing them, but just something to give you that jump start. But the thing is, we know that a little bit of something is better than a lot of nothing. And but getting out and just being upright and gravity bearing, that can actually help not just maintain our health and mobility for the older Australian respondents, but also it minimizes what we might call the health footprint. So we know that when people get sick, their health problems can affect everyone around them, whether it's family members, friends, if they're still working, they're out of work, and their coworkers have to pick up the slack. So, I mean, we can really go down the rabbit hole and talk about this, you know, on a lot of different tangents. But
yeah.
I think what I'd really like to impress upon listeners is the fact that the older respondents in this survey, basically, they're not taking aging lying down.
Mm.
They're getting up and they're just getting on with it. You know, there's a bit of Anzac spirit in there, making the diggers proud.
That's good.
Dr. Scala, thank you so much for that. Someone who is getting on with it is Christine Jones. Now, she, you might have bad back or crooked knees. Christine has got osteoarthritis, mm-hmm. but